Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Owen Holt, which means you guys are watching Awesomeness TV's Buy Room, the show where we air it out with your favorite ATV cast members and influencers. And making their Buy Room debut is none other than some of the stars from the brand new season of Awesomeness TV's Next Influencer. Please welcome Sierra and Norm!
Period.
Sierra and Noor is a first guest from A&I Season 3. So you guys, first time on the Vibe Room, Sierra, I want to start with you. How are you feeling?
I am so excited, so glad to be here. I'm just ready to get it going.
Noor, welcome to you as well. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm really excited to, like, get this started and spill some tea and talk my shit.
Noor, then you came to the right place because that's exactly what the Vibe Room is. Now, for everyone watching at home, just some background. Basically, what's going on is the first 5 episodes of our brand new season, Next Influencer Season 3, is already out on Paramount Plus right now. So there's going to be some spoilers this Vibe Room episode. So if you haven't checked it out, you should go watch it right now. So Noor, how are you feeling? First day in the house. What's going through your mind right now?
So much is going through my head right now. First day was kind of crazy. I mean, meeting the cast, meeting everybody who came was really interesting because there were a few people that I don't like.
Sierra, what did you think of the house when you first walked in?
I was like, ooh, this is nice. Like, I can get used to this. Like, shoot, let me stay here. I want to stay.
Okay, so let's get into it all right now. Season 3, episode 1 of A&I has officially dropped, and we got to meet the cast. But some cast members had already met pre-filming and didn't like each other. And yes, I'm talking about Noor and Dawn. So let's take a look and roll the clip.
Dawn turned her own threats that she made to this girl and she turned it on me and put it on me and, like, basically ruined my whole, like, social life in LA. And she refused to fix it. Blatant lie that could have ended my career, could have landed me in jail, could have got my visa revoked.
It was definitely a crazy situation that got taken way, way out of hand.
Whoa, okay, so much happened in that clip. Noor, did you expect Dawn to be on the show?
I didn't fully know that she was gonna be on the show, but when I saw her walk through the door, I was like, this is the last thing I wanted right now.
And then when you saw her walk in the door, did you immediately think to yourself, I wanna squash this beef, I don't want any drama with Dawn? Or were you like, I just wanna avoid her at all costs?
100%, because here's my thing. Drama, like, I hate drama. I hate having, like, issues with people, and I hate burning bridges. So my first thing was like, yes, I would love to, like, squash this beef and, like, be her friend again. But that didn't happen because she didn't, she didn't do what I asked her to. Like, all I asked her to do was clear my name and, like, just, like, own up to her mistakes, which she didn't do.
Sierra, being, like, a cast member in the house while that was going on day one, did you already think that, oh, gosh, here we go, day one, there's already going to be beef between two people in the house?
Okay, honestly, like, I knew someone was going to have some beef. I knew it was going to be there somewhere, whether it started day one or whether, like, I didn't expect for it to be, like, before we got on there. Like, I expect people to just start beef with each other once we got in the house. So the fact that it was just coming and it was like, oh yeah, like, this was already what had happened. I was definitely like, dang, we starting off hot.
That's what this season's all about, though. It's the season of the most unexpected things that happen. And fans at home, I guess you just gotta watch to find out what I'm talking about. So Sierra, it's the first day. You got all your first impressions basically ready. I want to hear your prediction. Who do you think is going to be involved in some of the most drama this entire season? Just off the first day.
That's easy. It's going to be Tay Tay.
You think so? Why?
She just came in kind of with that kind of attitude of like, I'm here to start it with y'all. So I'm expecting, you know, if you come in saying you're going to be ready to start it with people, I'm expecting people to get on your level.
Tay Tay coming in with like her big, like really big like appearance, I did definitely think that she was going to start a lot of the drama. Also with the fact that she did kind of say during the hot seat that she loves stirring the pot. So I think everybody kind of got the thing that she was going to start a lot of drama.
Well, since you guys are the first season 3 cast members on Vibroom, I thought we'd play a very special game that I like to call Truth or DM. And here's how it works. I'm going to ask you some juicy questions, and if you don't want to answer, that's totally fine. But you will have to DM someone of my choosing. Get it? Truth or DM? Makes sense? Yep, cool. Hopefully these questions result in some major tea spillage.
Oh, all right, Noor,
you're up first. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Noor, do you wish you could have been single when you walked into this house?
No. No. I feel like having somebody there that I could, like, trust and, like, fall back on in case I need anything is, like, the best thing ever. And, like, frankly, like, there's no reason for me to want to be single. I mean, there's not, like, there was anybody in the house that I was, like, overly attracted to where I was, like, oh my god, like I wish that I was like single.
Moving on, Sierra, what was your first thought about Taylan?
I thought he was cute. I was like, okay, you know, there's a male specimen. He is attractive. That was my first thought.
And it's no spoiler that Taylan also felt the same. I mean, you saw him in the hot seat. Didn't he say you were the most attractive and cutest in the house?
I mean, he did, and he did not lie. I mean...
As you should, Queen. Back to you, Noor. Noor, is there anything else you wish you would have said to Dawn about that whole situation?
Not really. I feel like I got a lot of it out. I kind of... No.
You seem unsure.
I am pretty unsure. I don't really know.
So, Sierra, back to you. Is there anyone in the house that you already just can't stand?
I don't want to say it. Okay, honestly, like, I'm going to say it with my chest. I'm not scared. Ain't no one going to touch me. Honestly, I wouldn't say I didn't want them to be there, but I was getting vibes off Tay Tay from day one. Like, I can't trust you, girl. I cannot trust you.
Back to you, Noor. Noor, is there anyone in the house day one that is just giving off pick me energy?
Carrie Burke.
That was so fast. Sierra, based on first impressions, is there anyone in the house that you can see yourself hooking up with?
Define hook up.
Like, just, like, showmance. Like, get together with, okay? That's what we'll say hook up for this question.
Okay, because, you know, hook up got a couple meanings.
Hook up does have a couple meanings.
Ooh, y'all in my business. Y'all in my business. Bad.
Day one, we want to know.
Just on first impressions, like, that's just, like, so small. Like, I don't know. I'm one of those people, like, I got to kind of get to know people first.
Does that mean you're still, like, potentially open to getting to know someone else, like, in the house?
Absolutely.
Maybe? Okay.
Absolutely. I'm a free agent.
Oh, I like that. Okay, yeah. Noor, this next question is for you. If you were not with Bryce on day one, is there anyone in the house that you could see yourself being with?
Uh-oh.
Who would you like me to DM?
Oh! Let's go! Okay. I want you to DM, ready for this, Carrie Burke. So since we were talking about her cookies on day one, I want you to DM Carrie Burke and say, hey, hon, just wanted to say and reach out and thank you so much for your cookies. I really think that they were not only amazing, but I really think I can trust you moving forward in this season.
She sent it!
Wait, you haven't sent it yet. Okay, ready? 3, 2, oh, she sent it! That's crazy. Sierra, let's see if you're going to have to DM someone or answer this tough, tough question. Sierra.
Oh, Lord.
Day one, if you could kick anyone out of the house, who would it be?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to say I'm... Okay, well, F. Noor, I'd definitely kick her out the house, and I'd kick her with my right foot and make sure that she lands really hard.
Okay, you didn't have to go so brutal with it.
All right, guys, so if you're watching A&I on Paramount Plus, then you got to see the hot seat extended when things got even more messy. That's right, deleted scenes and unseen footage, exclusive content from the show is only on Paramount Plus, so make sure to check it out. But if you did miss it, then let's roll a quick clip and show you guys what you're missing.
Who do you trust the least?
Honestly, okay, I have to say Tay-Tay. Listen, listen, only because you made mention that you
said I hate Tay-Tay.
No, not even because of that. It's only because you said you would stir this pot. So I feel like if like I confided in you and was like, yeah, this, that about this person, you'd be like, well, it's my time to shine.
That's true, that's fair, fair.
So watching that back, Sierra, some of the deleted scenes, I guess you just kind of, you know, you already said it earlier this episode. You're just kind of reiterating it. Like, Tay-Tay did say that she was here to stir the pot. And, you know, any additional thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I said what I said and I meant that. Like, you can't come in saying one thing and expect people not to feel that way about you. That's just how I feel about it. I wouldn't come in and say I'm nothing. I'm going to let everyone form their own opinions because... It doesn't matter any opinion we had starting off. You just gave us the opinion we needed to have of you, despite of the person that you are.
So, Noor, Carrie said that you just did not deserve to be in the house. So I want to know how you both, Sierra and Noor, felt about her saying that.
So with Miss Carrie saying that I don't deserve to be in the house, I want to, like, I would love to know what she thinks is, like, deserving. Like, who really deserves to be in that house? But, like, I don't know why she just... directly came from me because I guess I had like the most followers.
Yeah, but like you guys didn't know each other going into the house, right?
I had no idea who she was. Like, I don't think she knew who I was either, but for her to just come for me because I had more followers was like a little bit targeted.
Were things tense in the house after playing the hot seat because it was just the first night? Like, I want to know how that first night after the hot seat went.
I was going to say, there was definitely a little bit of tension there with, like, everybody. Like, between, like, us and Tay, and then Tay and somebody else, and then me and Carrie and someone else. Like, there was quite a bit of tension for some reason. Me and Dawn, oh my goodness, there was a lot of that.
I feel like for me, like, I definitely felt, like, the heat rise a little bit in the house just because, like, certain stuff, once you say it, like, it's definitely going to put people in the mindset of, like,
Now it is time for my favorite part of the Vibe Room. Noor and Sierra, like, first time on the Vibe Room, every single episode, we get the fans involved. And so it is finally that time to get the fans involved of this week's Vibe Room. Let's go. Things are just heating up on the show, but it's leaving everyone with so many questions. Mainly about you two. So let's not keep any things unanswered and let's get right into it. This first question is from JoJo and it is for you, Noor. What is it like living with your boyfriend on camera?
A lot different than I expected because we didn't even get to like be in the same room. So we didn't really have that much privacy because of a lot of the rules. And then there's also other people in the house and stuff and like, we had like zero privacy most of the time.
JoJo, I hope that answered your question. Moving on to the next question, it is from Ebear, and Ebear asks, who in the house, and this is for both of you, who in the house gave you the best impression and the worst impression? Sierra, we'll start with you.
I feel like I would say Soha. She was like really, really nice and like funny. Worst impression in the house, no surprise, Tay-Tay, because of how she came in.
I would say worst impression was Carrie, only because of what I said previously. She also gave me a really weird vibe. And the best impression was actually Evan, because he just walked in this little sweet, like...
Southern belle.
Yeah, like, he was a little southern, he had his little... Oh, his accent was so cute when he first walked in, he sat down, he's like, I'm sorry, y'all, like, I'm just a little nervous right now, and I was like, ah!
This next fan comment isn't a question, it's a comment, and it is from Debbie. Debbie said that Sierra with her crown, a true queen. Sierra, any thoughts about Debbie's comment?
You know, I placed it on my hip for a reason, and it's going to stay there. So thank you.
This next question is from Steph D, and they asked, what do you think is going to separate your cast and this season from all the other seasons?
Honestly, I just feel like our season, we have a lot of like heavy hitters. I feel like, no shade, but all shade. But like, I just feel like there's like a lot of like big personalities.
I love the cast because a lot of them are like upcoming, like on the rise creators instead of like already known.
If you guys want to get your question answered on a future Vibram episode, make sure to comment on this video on TikTok and on our Instagram, and we will try our best to make sure your comment gets featured. You guys, it is time for our last game of the Vibram. I know it is that time, but don't go anywhere because this game is super duper juicy. So without any further ado, let's get into it. This game is called Choice Words. I'm going to ask you to fill in the blank of questions, and you're going to answer them with our Vibram choice words. We're going to give you guys words and emojis to choose from, and you have to tell us what word and emojis best fits the phrase. Sierra will go first for this one, and then Noor. Taylor's energy is blank.
Ooh,
quick.
Holy Spirit activate.
Noor, you're starting this next one. Noah is blank.
Sus.
Ooh, that was quick. Sierra, what about you?
I agree. Sus.
Sierra, you're starting this one. House relationships are blank.
Flame emoji.
Ooh, creative. What about you, Noor?
I would say a vibe. The house relationships were a vibe.
The Dawn and Noor drama is blank. Noor, you're up first.
Overrated.
Ooh, okay. Coming from Noor herself. What about you, Sierra?
Popping off.
Sierra and Noor. My relationship status is blank.
Thirsty.
A vibe.
Ooh, okay. Okay, moving on. I describe Carrie as blank.
Pick me energy. What?
Basic.
Why'd you say pick me energy, Noor?
Because it's Carrie.
And then why'd you say basic, Sierra?
Oh, this is going to sound mean. Like, I don't want to say it's like nothing like outstanding, but it's just like basic, like normal.
I agree.
Day one in the house was what?
Bussin'.
Bussin'.
Flame emoji.
Taylan's best quality is blank.
Angel emoji.
Oh, angel emoji.
Bussin'. Taylan's best quality.
Taylan's best quality.
Bussin'.
Well, Noor and Sierra, that was the last choice word we had. So thank you so much for playing Choice Words. Woo! You guys did phenomenal at not only playing that game, but being on the Vibram, because that was the last segment for today. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Awesomeness TV's Vibram. And thank you all at home for watching. Don't forget to watch A&I Season 3 every Thursday on Awesomeness TV's channel. And make sure you binge the first 5 episodes on Paramount Plus right now. As always, I'm Owen Holt, and I was joined by Noor and Sierra. And have a great rest of your day, everyone. I will see you guys next week. Bye! Woo!